Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Reality Check. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
I thought you were just ignoring my texts, but your phone's off. Okay.
Every time I don't reply, Blue, I'm having my phone off moment.
Right.
even though it says red. This week, I asked for your questions on all things confidence. What do we think of confidence, guys?
Oh, you gotta have it. You gotta have it. If you don't have it, you gotta get it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one thing I've struggled with my whole drag career, but I finally come to terms with it and feeling confident. Confidence corner.
That's right.
It should be us.
Confidence corner, gorgeous corner. I used to get very uncomfortable around shy people because I've always been very extra. Like, I was always into the performing arts, was very, very loud, getting in trouble for being quite gobby and quite loud at school. So if someone was very shy or very kind of like introverted, I felt very uncomfortable because I didn't know how to deal with that.
It's one of those things, you can be born with it or you can learn it and you can develop it. So some people are just naturally confident. They're just, you know what I mean? They're loud. Like when I came out my mom's vagina, I was tap dancing out of the womb. You know what I mean? I basically came out my mom's vagina and was like, hello, here I am, everybody.
And the doctor was like, you've given birth to Liza Minnelli. That's what's happened.
And I was like, thanks, doc. Let's go to show business. Take me to Broadway. Yeah.
Watching myself back on Drag Race, it's like a completely different person. I almost can't watch it. I'm so naive, so shy. But something hit me. Then I was a frock destroyer.
I look at me now. Isn't it?
I know, it's crazy. As you say, it's something you need to find.
Yeah.
I know. You want to be confident like us guys? You want to be confident like me? Back at Chips NBE? Then ask us your questions and I'll give it a go.
So this is from our good friend Anne. Anonymous.
Oh, hello, Anonymous.
And it is, what are good ways to start feeling good about yourself?
Oh. Always wake up and have a nice fry up breakfast and then a nice poo. If you have a poo in the morning, it just lets out of last night's, you know what I mean, last night's Chinese. Let it all out here, let all the shy come out, and then have a nice fry up with a bit of black pudding and a bit of sausage, a bit of bacon. Give me a cigarette, a breakfast and a nice poo, and I'm like Popeye. I'm like, let's go.
Are you gonna shower anytime after that?
Oh no. Once a week.
Fine. Oh, that's what I can smell.
I only bathe in virgin blood.
I definitely think that part of it is like just finding things that you love about yourself. I love my massive, big, thick, juicy heart. And you know, just like things like that, my creativity, just shower yourself with love, smile into the mirror and tell yourself that you're great and you've got a great big...
So you wake up in the morning. This is what you do every morning. You wake up and do, I'm amazing. I've got a big, massive heart.
I keep a mirror close by so I can just look at myself and think, gosh, I am gorgeous.
Vinegar, what do you do when you wake up?
Literally, Blue, when did that mirror crack? Tell me, when did it crack?
when it looked at you.
So basically, do what I do, and this is a serious answer now, because normally
you have a cup of tea.
But apart from that, I always kind of spend at least one time a week where I treat myself. Okay, so I will go out to see a show. I'll go out and take myself to dinner, or I'll go shopping for myself. But I always take a good day or half a day where I can just treat myself. I'm not worried about someone else. I worry about me and what I want for that day. So whether it's want to go shopping on ASOS and get some new shoes, or go to the theater, watch a show, or you know, go and watch a movie. movie, whatever it is, I always take myself for a little date, a little self date. And I feel great after that. I feel like, okay, cool. I feel good today. I feel good because I've taken a little bit of time to look after myself and not someone else. Do you know what I mean?
And that's really hard to do. Some people don't get a chance to do that. But even something like sitting doing your makeup.
Yeah.
To going on a treadmill for half an hour, playing a video game. I don't know. Just whatever makes you happy. What?
We've got 24 hours a day. How do you use them? That's what I'm going to say. Do you know what I mean?
And I recommend to everyone, and it's actually a challenge to everyone watching. If you can do this for a day, then you've got a decent life. If you can't do this for a day, then there's something wrong. Turn your phone off for 1 hour, just a day. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Turn your phone off just for an hour, just to be like, right, I don't want any comments. You want to be on your own sometimes and have no distractions, just even if you've got a boyfriend, even if you've got live with family. Sometimes you just want to be like, I want to be left alone just for a couple of hours and then I'll be back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah,
ignoring my texts, but your phone's off? Okay.
Every time I don't reply, Blue, I'm having my phone off moment. even though it says red.
You can fake it till you make it. And I think what you've done over the last few years, last year has been incredible.
2 years.
Yeah, a few years. You. Oh, she's old
still
now.
At school.
Well, girls, I've got another question here from a fan. It's anonymous. Because I think these ones are sent to Baga, and who would want to put their name to any of that? Were you confident when you entered Drag Race, or really nervous? I'm from Belfast. I thought I was the bee's knees, big fish in a small pond. But I thought I was doing the best of what I could do. I was the look queen with the Instagram followers. But I'm someone that really compares myself to other people. I don't know whether you're like that, but as soon as I hit that workroom, I shut down because I was seeing a lot of big personalities. I actually remember the one that I was most nervous about was you, Vinegar, because you came in with that. Wasn't it just a little bit of a slag? I was a total slag.
Total
and that knocked
slag.
Me off my feet because I was like, she's thought about this. As the show goes on, though, you kind of land on your feet and you realise that for that kind of situation, you're going to have to let all your inhibitions go and just...
It's all a journey.
It is a journey, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I definitely walked in and I was definitely like shitting myself. I was like, don't fall over. The last thing I wanted to do was fall over. Like, I had this big fear that if I go over, the whole world's ended. It's fucking Armageddon. The world's over. So I was like, oh God, just don't fall over. I didn't fall over. Send me lying and I could breathe after that. So yeah, I don't know. I was nervous, but really excited at the same time.
Were you nervous about how crusty your wig was, or?
My wig was not crusty, it was just a bit frazzled. But that's the thing, like, it was such an amazing learning curve and life experience. There's literally no regrets from anything, and it was so great to meet you guys and everyone else as well, and just kind of also learn from everyone else as well. Not everyone, but, you know, learn from a majority and be like, this is cool. This is amazing. It's so good to meet other people who aren't just people in London, you know?
Definitely.
When I went in, I was like, right, Bagger, just be funny and just be yourself. Don't be acting American and all this. Don't be doing, oh, my God. And I was just like, oh, shit, she looks amazing. Oh, my God, I know her. Oh, my God, I've heard of this queen. But I was really shocked because I literally only knew Vinegar, Something, Davina and Vivian. So I went Cheryl. So I never met Blue. I didn't even have you on Insta. I didn't, because no. I'm not that kind of, I'm not a makeup queen. We got on right away and we were just talking and I was trying to do the Irish accent and I was like, all right.
I definitely think one of the best parts about the show is self-evaluation. Mm. You're able to look back and reflect and better yourself. And I was naive. I was young. But now all my nerves are just how to better myself and how to have a good time.
Yeah. When you get rid of that kind of nervousness about what you're doing and stuff and just feel confident in going, I'm going to take this and run with it and see what happens. Amazing things can happen for people. We've got a question here from Taylor Reed and Allen. Hello, my love. Their question is confidence learnt, taught, or do you fake it till you make it? I think it's all of the above.
Oh, all, yeah, all three.
Of the above. Yeah,
yeah, three. Definitely. And fake it till you make it, definitely.
Absolutely. Fake it till you make it.
I do
it.
That every single day. Oh, my goodness.
Even if you're not confident, don't let anyone know you're not confident. Even if you're not confident and you've got insecurity, just be like, just put an act on and be like, you know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? If someone knows people see if you're not confident as a weakness, and if people see your weakness, they're going to, you know what I mean? They're going to take advantage of your weaknesses.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're having a good time, people will follow. So if you're confident, people will follow. You know what I mean? So yeah, whack it out there.
See, you two, you are such good inspirations for how to be confident, because on a microphone, you can have banter. You're not afraid of anyone, and anyone in that room should be afraid of you. And I really do.
I've seen you on the microphone. Since Drag Race, I've done shows with you, and I've been putting my shoes on, and I'm... And the guy who we've been working for has said, Blue, can you talk for an extra few minutes? Bagger hasn't got her shoes on. And you've been and you've been on the mic saying, despunk them balls, how are we doing? What's the crack?
But where do you think that I got that from? It's from people like you who are so inspiring.
But I am an inspiration.
But Blue, I think you're a prime example of someone who comes in with one mindset and comes out, you know, being a completely different person. You know, I think... goes to show that, you know, confidence can totally be learned and taught, and you can fake it till you make it. And I think what you've done over the last year has been incredible.
A few years.
You. Oh, she's old
still
now.
At school. And there's a lovely thing called the block button, and you just block them, and then they just miss out on future stuff that you're doing, and they're just missing out on all the fun. They're missing out on all of this. So if they want to be a douchebag, then they can.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, this is from RuPaul Drag Race _fanpage_.
Hello, fanpage! Oh, I love them, they're great.
The question is, what type of drag outfit or wig gives you the most confidence?
Oh,
Blue's always got the wigs, different wigs, green, blonde, nipple pink, anus brown, everything.
Definitely. I find that just my type of drag is like the creative type. Anything and everything I want to put on my body, and it's whatever way I'm feeling that day. And I feel like that's the best way for me to do drag and feel confident, is to express myself creatively through my drag.
For me, the wig has to be huge. This is actually quite small for me, I think. This is actually one of my smaller wigs. I like big hair, big hips, big outfits, big mouth, all that kind of stuff. I like everything big. I think because obviously I'm a bigger guy in drag, to make myself look smaller and look more kind of like, you know, nipped in and whatnot, everything has to be kind of like proportionalized and, you know, just look like it fits and kind of works for my body. But for me, like, as soon as the wig goes on, as long as it's big, I'm always happy. So yeah, big and obnoxious hair is my favourite.
There's only one wig that makes me confident, and that is my Karen McFurlow wig. That is, which I name, her name is Karen, my wig's name Karen, and it's the wig that I wear for, can I speak to the manager, please? And I love just wearing my little Diana wig, because people say I look like Diana because of the bone structure and stuff. So I like to wear the Diana wig. So yeah, people always say, you look like Diana, you look like Diana. I'm like, I do know, I do own a mirror, and I've got a pair of eyeballs. Thank you. But with my short pussycat wigs, you don't have to glue them down, they're just natural. When you're on stage, you haven't got this big bundle of hair on the back of your neck, this synthetic plastic. So you're just very cool. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing better, and you know this, Blue and Vinegar, than getting a fresh styled big wig out of the box. The lace is so clean, it's literally just quaffed and just so fresh. With Blue, she can wear them about 20 times and then she'll just have to tingle them a bit. I wear it once and it's like, oh shit, gotta go in the bin, because I just do
it. Oh my God. It's so funny how, like, when you really explore what drag can be for you, it's what hairstyles you go for. I mean, some are crazy, some of them are short. Who knows? Like, I think the hair is the cherry on top for any queen.
Oh, cherry on top. That's a good drag name.
Oh, my name's Cherry. I'm on top. Okay. How do you carry on when you've been told that your best isn't good enough?
Well, Vinegar, okay. What about your hodgepodge dress?
No, I mean, this is the thing. So, prime example for me, obviously, the world saw RuPaul come around and say, you know what, your fashion is kind of, hodgepodge. Now, obviously, as a drag queen, the last thing you want to be called is hodgepodge. I think that's probably the worst thing someone could ever call you. But I was like, okay, cool. It is Hodgepodge Couture. That's the brand. And hodgepodge has made me a lot of money. It's made me so much cash. And I think that's been my survival mechanism throughout life, is that when someone says, this is a bit shit, and you can either sit and cry about it, or you go, okay, let me turn this into a massive positive and learn from it, grow from it. And that's definitely what I did with Hodgepodge, because it's made me very, very rich. So that's great.
You own it.
It's like, especially in drag. I mean, I think with drag, anything goes in drag, which is why drag is so exciting and accessible. And accessible to
people. I totally agree. You know?
Art is so subjective as well. So any someone's opinion saying, oh, this isn't good enough, that isn't good enough, that's just their opinion too. You've put passion, effort, love into what you're doing, and like, if it's not good enough for that person, forget them. Like,
nobody else matters. If you look in the mirror and you think, oh, I look the bee's knees, then you think that. But I know what you mean. It only takes one person to say, oh, I'm not keen on that eye colour. Oh, your lashes on wonky. Oh, your hairline looks a bit, you know what I mean? I can see your beard. Then, yeah, you go a bit like, you start getting paranoid.
And when that person is friggin' RuPaul or Michelle, then that's when you take it to
her. But isn't it funny how you can have, like, about... Oh, like, as in the words of Lady Gaga, you can have 99 people in the room telling you that you are amazing, but that one person could say that you're shit, and you focus on that one comment out of the 100 that are there.
Definitely.
It's really interesting how that's a kind of mindset that we put ourselves in.
Yeah, and being on social media all the time, you actually really do get that, because there could be 100 comments, but there's the one that you just read over and over. And,
and there's a lovely thing called the block button, and you just block them. And then they just miss out on future stuff that you're doing, and they're just missing out on all the fun. They're missing out on all of this. So if they want to be a douchebag, then they can...
You're bound to look in a mirror during that, though, right?
I just look at pictures of myself like that.
okay.
Flicking my beard.
Got the message for this question.
This is from Justin.Anthony. He said, with gay culture being looks based, how do you get confidence when you don't fit into the gay ideal?
Very interesting.
Very
you know,
interesting.
Actually, whenever I started on the gay scene, I had really big issues with this. I had body issues for quite a long time. I remember someone telling me, you're straight, skinny, but gay, fat. And that has stuck with me even to now. Like,
what?
I honestly, someone said that to me. It was obviously trolls on Grindr or whatever. But these kind of things, they really do affect you in the gay scene, especially over lockdown. I don't know about you guys, but I've seen people go on fitness journeys, come out looking better than I ever have. And it really does affect your confidence. Luckily, I have drag, so I look gorgeous at some point during the day. but I feel like it's hard to come to terms with something that you're born with and stuck with for your life.
I always think we need to evolve this whole gay culture from categorizing gay men, from twinks and bears and this and that, and just go by, you know, what makes someone gorgeous in their own right individually. Do you know what I mean? It's taken me a long time just to feel confident as a boy. And now I can't stop getting. I'm literally like desirable to lots of people.
One.
But the thing is, I've not got a six pack. You know, I'm 5'11" out of heels. I think when you'll find, as you kind of get older and you get into the gay scene and meet lots of different types of people, people have a lot of different preferences. And actually, it's the people who just go for the Instagrammable six pack bods who are boring. I actually think those people who like that are boring. You need to go for someone who likes a bit of, you know, equal opportunities, a bit of spice in their cast. casserole. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So yeah.
It's all about the personality.
You could laugh me into bed. Bagger could laugh me into bed. Do you know what I mean? It's like, in fact, I think she did that to you once in New York. That's another story.
In New York. But
in New York, baby, remember?
I just laughed you into bed. I lost my phone. I lost my phone.
But that's the thing, guys who are literally like hot six packs, because I'm like, you're really boring in bed because they're thinking too much about what they've seen in porn.
They're too busy looking in the mirror. You know what I mean? I'm like, why are you looking in the mirror while we're trying to have passion? You know what I mean? You're looking in the mirror. Passion with me. Oh, yeah, baby.
Also, what's the best thing about the gay community is how diverse it is, how many incredible people you will meet on the gay scene. Mm. And as you say, Vinegar, it's about finding the perfect one for you. It's about forgetting those stereotypes. Just we keep on saying it, but being yourself, because once you find that, then confidence will follow.
I'm so bored of seeing couples where they literally look like brothers, like they look the same. I'm like,
okay, don't attack me and my partner.
No, Blue and your partner, you're very different because your boyfriend's hot.
It's our 6-year anniversary today.
Happy anniversary!
Oh my God. Thank you.
You're going to be very, very confident, ain't you, Blue, in the bedroom?
And if there's no mirrors, no looking in mirrors, it's just eye contact, baby.
The only mirror is you. Your eyes are the mirror.
My advice is, it's not all about the. It is for vinegar. And it is for Blue.
I'm a big fan. But,
do you know what? People think I'm a slapper. You know what I mean? To be honest, instead of getting all the bother and all that, I'd rather just have. And that is me done. That is me done for the day.
Bye, guys. You're going to look in a mirror during that, though, right?
I just look at pictures of myself like that.
Okay. I think we've got the message for this question.
Bean, thank you for joining us today about all things confidence. I hope that we've helped, and I hope that we see you next time. You can follow me at BaggerTrips on Instagram or at TripShopBird on Twitter.
And you can follow me at BlueHydrangea_ on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me at The Only Vinegar Strokes on Instagram and The Only Vinegar on Twitter.
Join us next week for more episodes of
Reality Check!
This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
For help to stay safe with online dating, go to getsafeonline.org.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.